It's late night tonight. Hi, everybody. I expect applause emojis in the chat for everybody who's already here waiting as we do our intro monologue, you know, with your hosts, Matt and Gat. Oh, goodness. If only one day soon, we can have high-end production here on the 10th Floor Podcast Network.
It's going to happen.
It'll good happen.
Guys, good evening.
Hello, good evening. Hello, and good night. It's late night tonight with Matt and Kat. And we're here to talk about Drew and Nina, you guys. We're here to talk about Drew and Nina. Hey, David, what's going on, buddy?
David.
So David's here. You know, I'm sure other people will filter in once they discover that we're doing this. You know, Thursdays are hard for people.
Matt and I usually, like, try to say, like, Wednesday or Thursday. What are we going to talk about Thursday night? And, you know, sometimes we come up with something and sometimes we don't.
Mm-hmm.
I said to him yesterday, I said, oh, my gosh.
It wasn't even yesterday. It was 6 o'clock this morning.
It was 6 o'clock this morning, wasn't it? That was that, my gosh. Yesterday with Drew and Nina was something.
It was something.
It was something.
So Liz was already saying his shirt was ridiculous.
Right?
Of all of the made-up TV ways, contrived possibilities for Drew to have his shirt open, this is the most television setup I think I've seen in decades, and I'm here for it.
If I slowed it down, like, frame by frame, would I see the buttons fall off?
I don't know. Maybe it's Velcro, just to make sure that it would pop.
Because...
Hey, Stephanie.
It was crazy.
It was crazy. So, I'm here for it. So, you know, I mean, we're talking about it, you know, because there's reaction out there in the social media world. You know, if you listen to podcasts...
I saw a little bit of it.
Chances are you're out there on some sort of social media platform, whether it be Twitter X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, something, in which you are exposed to some of the vast opinion that exists out there in the soap fandom. We here on the 10th floor absolutely love this.
Hang on.
Okay. Personally, I think it was great. Oh, look at that. Going to do some quick production. Got to get that fan going.
Exactly. I have a sheen. See my sheen?
The unpredictable temperatures in Central California, everybody.
It was 85 here today.
Yeah, see, it gets hot, it gets cold, it gets hot, it gets cold.
It's starting to get hot here.
Stephanie said he borrowed the shirt from Magic Milo, and I think that's right.
I believe it might be
true. It was from the Magic Milo costume closet with either prop, with, you know, fixed buttons or...
All right.
Velcro.
When he said rug burn and 45 minutes, did you not all cackle?
Because I sure did. Everybody, the dialogue, Mom, was great. The dialogue was great. You know, if you go to Twitter, which is where everybody takes everything seriously, you're going to find people lamenting this development about how it makes Nina look like trash. I saw people calling her a prostitute. Out there.
Well, I wouldn't go there. I really would not. But she almost does seem like she's going by the barter system.
She wanted to go by the... Well, she was...
She thought about it.
That is my interpretation. Not necessarily barter system, because when they were arguing after the fact, and they were talking about it, and, you know, she was like, well, now you're going to help me with Michael. And he's like, why would I do that? You know? Well, because I rocked your world, buddy. It was more like, well, we did this, so, you know, maybe things are different now and you're going to help me. And he's like, I'm never, ever going to do that. Michael wouldn't help you anyway. And she's like, well, what about Willow? And he's like, maybe, but you got to do more stuff for you. I didn't get, you got to do more. You got to find me in the broom closet. You got to get me in the office. I didn't get that from him.
I didn't get that from him either, other than it wasn't off the table as a bonus.
It wasn't off the table, no. But it wasn't like, hey, bone me some more and I'll let you in with Willow. It was more like, figure out a way to make this worthwhile for me. Like, he even said that. Like, that was his quote. Figure it out. So.
But he was downright rotten when they got off the floor.
Well, yes.
He was so freaking rotten.
They hate each other.
He's so awful.
They hate each other so much.
Oh my gosh, Drew. Have you not made a heel turn? Hey, I'm telling you, he has. The old Drew was not going to do some hate sex.
No, man, because we've had a number of different layers of Drew, and a lot of people, including me, think about Billy Miller when we think about Drew, but he wasn't Drew. Drew, you know?
I do too.
He was, you know, for the vast majority of the time, he was Jason. And then for a very short time after that, he was Drew. But he wasn't even really Drew. He was just Jason who couldn't be Jason anymore.
Yeah. And when he first rolled into town, he was Jake and didn't know who he was.
Yeah. You know, and so he scampers off. He goes into the elevator and we never see him again. After him having some sort of, oh, here's this weird old memory that's resurfaced so I can find the money in the back of this car that I happen to have owned. For the last 25 years. So I'm going to go run off and get this money back to where it belongs. We never see him again. We never see Billy Miller as the character again. Franco gets Billy Miller's memories, and he is not a pleasant man. He is not kind to Franco's life.
No.
He's not gracious to Elizabeth or her kids. He's not even really all that sympathetic to Cameron, who literally watched Franco get his brain copied over.
That's true.
You know? And I think I also saw some stuff. Now, and this isn't like the Drew hate session. I'm just talking about some bad behavior that he had been up to before.
Yeah.
And somebody had reminded me of when he first came into town as Jake. He had started to resurface his memories, and he made some poor choices there when it came to Elizabeth or some sort of awkwardness. Not in Elizabeth's choices, because Elizabeth did some poor stuff there. But Drew's choices when he started to awaken to being Jason wasn't all that favorable. I can't tell you what happened though, because I didn't watch it. I don't know. You guys tell me. It was forever ago.
It was.
It was lifetimes ago. When it comes to these soap lives.
I just think that after yesterday, Nina is going to go out of control.
Oh, man. So isn't it great?
So it is.
On the main podcast on Sunday, last Sunday, you know, on the 10th floor, go watch the replay. I had said that everybody's kind of getting this characteristic in their characters kind of awakened. You know, there's more just, I don't know, information in there in just everything. And Nina's enhancement is instability.
She is gonna, on her way back to pretending she can't walk, sitting in a wheelchair, trying to accommodate herself to somebody that can't move.
They are leaning her way back into the land of crazy.
They are.
She's getting so desperate about this and willing to pretty much do so much.
She's so desperate. So desperate.
And also on top of that, too, here's this. So, you know, when Drew was yelling at her, right? And she was like, oh, you took advantage of me. You know, she was trying to twist it on him. And he goes, no, I'm not going to let you do that. If there's one person who manipulates things, it's you. And Cynthia Watros, round of applause. Because her reaction of, yeah, I know, in her face. But the, oh, don't say that, you know, in her reaction was perfect. If people aren't paying attention to those choices, they're missing who Nina is.
She went to smack the crap out of him and he caught her arm.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You have to pay attention to these things here that happen, you know? You got to pay attention to the look on her face when she's, hey, so shut up, don't say that. Because that informs everything that you need to know about Nina. She knows that she's a mess. And she knows that she can't stop herself. And soon enough, she's going to just start leaning into it big time.
She does one thing after another She does kind, gracious things for the wrong reasons every time and wonders why people don't see the genuineness that's not actually there.
Because there is real genuineness. There's just also hope and manipulation behind it. It's that classic thing of like, hey, you say you give $20 to somebody on the street when you're going home. And then you go and you go on Twitter and you say, hey, here, I shared $20 with this guy. You know, you put a picture of it up on Instagram and you share it on Facebook. And then you go back half an hour later and make sure people have liked it and read all the comments and just feel great about yourself. I mean, there's genuineness in there a little bit. You did a genuine good thing. But what you did with that good thing was get a whole lot of attention out of it and try to manipulate the situation in your favor.
Yeah.
That doesn't make the act wrong. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean you're a bad person.
Makes you a politician.
But it makes you a bit of a politician. Sure. But if you give the $20 to the person and then, like, don't tell anybody, move on with your day, you know, only bring it up if someone is like, so what was the last great thing you did, punk? And you're like, well, I gave $20 to Stan on the street corner. You know? Then there's a little more, like, altruism in those acts. Blink, what are we doing on? We're talking about Drew and Nina. That's what we're doing on.
We're just talking, yeah. But yesterday was, I watched it with like, I couldn't believe it. And after they get up off the rug, which, sorry, you're 60 years old, 45 minutes of the rug burn. No, that ain't happened. Shut up.
Come on, Ma. They're still young and spry. They still got it. They're rich. They've been able to, you know, get their vitamins and nutrients their whole lives.
Well, Drew does look in really good shape. He does.
Is he 60 or is he, you know, a good 54? You know, I don't know.
They just made me laugh.
They do make me. I mean, I thought it was
they
great.
They made me laugh. They did.
And as it should. I thought there was a lot of real fun in there. Like, it took the screaming matches that they have in, like, the Crimson offices and turned it into something that was, like, enjoyable hate rather than, oh, my God, you guys, come on.
It was enjoyable hate. And, like, Drew had that enthusiastic kind of delivery, but was an ass at the same time.
He did have some stuff to say. While shirtless, after boning her, you know, just goodness gracious. Goodness gracious, what a development. Now, I saw it coming. I saw it coming last week. Their last screaming match that they had, that these actors must have known, whether it be their soap instincts or they were told, they had to have known because they played that last argument, and I left it with like, yes, this is
so this is much turned, sexual tension.
This has turned into I need to. I don't even know. I have never hated somebody with such a passion that it turns into like wanting to do it. So I can't put myself in their shoes, but I can enjoy the ride. My goodness.
Yeah, it was just. It was hilarious. It was hilarious and it was fun and it was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, when was the last time you were like, I mean, was it like Nicholas and Esme? But when like Nicholas and Esme did it, we were like wanting to vomit, you know? It was like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Actually, the last time I was like this, ugh, was probably Sonny and Ava, you know?
Where you're like, oh my God. And Avery. You know? Because, well, I mean, they were at the peak of their rivalry when that happened too. You know,
they would hate sex too.
Yeah.
Good thing that Nina don't have no eggs left.
I know, right? That's something that people go, oh, late in life pregnancy for Nina. Nina finally gets her baby. No, they covered it a couple of years ago because she had that am I pregnant moment. No,
and yeah, like, she nope. did. There was more than a couple of years ago, but I tell you what. If anybody can make you drop that last egg, I think it's Sunny Corinthos.
Well, luckily she luckily it wasn't him, huh? Right now, yeah. Ava better be on her watch.
I know,
as time
right?
goes by with that.
Well, they haven't had.
Not yet.
They,
Not yet. No. What we saw yesterday. Now, I didn't see today's episode, so I don't know exactly what happened. But at the end of toward the end of yesterday's episode, Ava take that pills, both of those pills, and she was like, "What the F is this nonsense? What are these sugar pills, Sonny?" So sh
That was so interesting to me because when she poured that scotch
and gave it
and
to
left it
Sonny.
there out, I thought she was pouring it for him and then going to get something to add to it for him.
No.
And that's not the case at all.
I think that Christina is right when she was talking to Blaze, where Ava is looking to cozy up next to Sunny for comfort, power, and protection long term. I don't think that she is out to hurt him, poison him, kill him, mess with his medicine. I think what she did was take that pill, and this is the way that the show was going to let somebody in on the fact that Valentine is messing with his medicines. That's where they're going with that. And then what she took wasn't lithium. They are so clear that Sonny takes lithium, 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 lithium for his bipolar. That is not what she's took. That's not what the prescription on the bottle said. She took some sort of relaxant, some sort of something that causes drowsiness, but she didn't take his depression medicine. Yeah. Just something
But she
else.
did realize it was really ineffective.
Yeah, because he got it from, it was still a prescription, and it was important that she didn't take, like Sleepies from 7-Eleven. It was important that she took something from Sonny's pharmacist that wasn't his bipolar medicine. So she can know that something's afoot. Because now she can be like, what are these pills for, Sonny? She can find some sort of a clever Ava way figuring that out. But we can't get too deep into that action, Mom. We got to save that for Sunday,
No,
right?
I did like skim through today, and there was I just skimmed through it a little bit. I have to rewatch it, of course, because I'm not a skimmer, not really. I was just seeing if there was any more Ava, I mean, any more Nina and Drew stuff, and there isn't.
No. There's Nina and Carly stuff because Nina spots
Well,
Carly.
I didn't go all the way through the episode because I ran out of time, but I saw Nina and Alexis fussing.
Well, Nina and Alexis are fussing. I think Alexis is 1 foot out the door there. Like I said, I
Yeah,
didn't see it
she
yet.
is.
And then the main event, the big thing that GH was sharing on their Twitter, like the official General Hospital Twitter, was a confrontation between Nina and Carly because Nina spots Carly in Jagger's room.
Yes, I saw that and I had to stop it. I couldn't finish it.
Yeah.
Yes,
Yeah, go
she
ahead
was
and
like,
watch.
and he has a towel on, of course,
Well,
too.
because he'd just taken a shower after getting his little butt kicked.
Yeah.
Blink says it was some sort of Xanax type medicine. From what I saw, from other fan reaction out there in the social media land, it was a made up medicine. So GH has moved into the world of not using real prescription names for things, which is the safe move, folks.
I
I think
would
the
think
research
so.
out there was I can't point to it, I can't quote to it, and this is what people have put out on social media, so I can't even say that it's true. But from what I saw, one little thing, two little things out there was that it was named similarly to a real like muscle relaxer.
Oh, so their prescription drugs are kind of like their snacks in the snack machine.
Now it is. Now before they had been using
They're
real
close, but they're not.
like under the Chris and Dan era, they had been using real drug names. And people did 17 million backflips on social media when Esme gave Trina the two pills out of that bottle because it had a real drug name and it happened to be a pretty powerful drug, and two pills was really dangerous to give to somebody. But the show played it off like, oh, I've just been, oh, now I'm so sleepy. And people are like, how irresponsible. Rah. So, it's entirely possible they might be taking it a little more seriously when it comes to just throwing a name on a bottle out there. I don't know, Ma. I don't know what makes it through. People have something to say about everything, but I don't really know what could potentially influence the show, if anything at all. I feel like using a real drug name is probably something that could influence the show.
I don't know why I'm not that kind of viewer. I'm not going to pay attention to what's on the bottle and then look at and find it
No,
and
right?
try to figure it out.
No,
I'm not going
you're
to do
gonna wait for
that.
the show to tell you what it was.
Yeah, I'm more of a, you know, when it comes to that, I'm not a deep diver, really. Not really, you know?
I think that these people are
I'm
looking
just
for
not.
reasons to complain. You know, they're
Well,
looking for re for holes to poke. Otherwise,
and
why
some
look it up?
people,
Why not just go on the ride like you
you
are?
know, it may not even be like looking at a soap opera, but everything in their life, they are deep divers. They are Googlers.
I would
Period.
hope so. I hope all that energy isn't spent on only General Hospital. Oh goodness.
And I'm not a Googler. I just don't give a crap about most things. I just don't.
Melissa says Nina needs to mend the mind of the needs to mind the ice machines and keep her nose out of other people's business. Apparently, the ice machines are just the dire, just in dire
Well,
straits at the Metro
that's it.
Court.
Carly was saying yesterday that I'm telling you, the Metro Court's starting to feel like the Motel 6. They're just keeping the light on. Holy crap!
And Jagger is basically lying there, almost dying, going, "Carly, come on, it's a nice hotel."
Well, that's a stupid chem test right there. And I don't know. You know, I'm gonna have to jump on the Carly Jason train. I am not interested in seeing Carly with anybody else.
No, you don't have to hop on that train. You've been on that train.
Yep.
Don't pretend like you're
I
not.
want her to see her with Jason. I know it's gonna be convoluted and complicated, and it's gonna
Gonna
be a
be a
long road to
long
get there.
road getting from there to
But
here.
they won't get there. And I don't want her to have a little, you know, a little flirty flirty or anything with anybody else in between. I don't.
I don't know exactly how it's going to play out or exactly what's going to go on, but I feel like it's going to take a long, long time. A couple of months for Jason and Carly to get together. It's going to be a long and bumpy road.
I think it's going to be a long and bumpy road too, and I think there's going to be a lot more things that we all learn about Jason and what he has been doing for 2 years, other than
Oh
being
yeah.
hoodwinked by the
Yeah,
FBI.
he's got very little to say, so you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of secrets in there. You know, of
It's
course, you know,
gotta be.
the story of the tattoos as well.
Right.
You know what happened there? What
It's just
happened there?
amazing to me. It's just amazing to me, like what we've seen, how they've written Jason in the past 5 years or even beyond that. My gosh, Steve Burton's got a lot of dialogue. He got a lot to say.
He does. And he's playing it well. He's playing it better
He
than I
is.
think. You know, because that's a comment that he made. Because we you know, we, as we say here on the 10th floor, we always talk about the things that we've done, even though it's the same things. It's not like we do a bunch of new things. So we just refer to the same stuff that we do every time. Like those times we saw Stone Cold and the Jackal live. Something that he talked about was there's so many lines. He came back to the show and I have so many lines now. Jason cries, Jason says, Jason speaks.
But this return is even more words.
Even more, and he seemed more into it.
He does seem way
I
into
just
it.
have to point to the just massive changes in Steve Burton's life once again that must have just reawakened his want, his true real want to do this and be there and not feel like, oh, I've resigned myself to this. That's all I'm gonna get.
I'm
I love
enjoying it
it.
so much.
I love it. I mean,
I'm
the
enjoying
whole
it,
return has been exciting.
it is.
And if it,
But
you know, if it
I
wasn't for
tell you,
this, we wouldn't have Nina and Drew boning.
oh my gosh, it was just so weird and so weird.
So weird and so flippin' fun. So
Was a lot.
flippin' fun. Like I said at the top of this thing, I am here for the ridiculous reason the shirt falls off. She just right reached for him, caught his shirt. And then she's like, oh
Like
my
some
God.
kind of stinking miracle, like whoop, it was just weird.
And then
I
she's like, oh my
might
goodness.
have to rewatch that and slow it
I
down.
can't resist it any longer, Drew. Now that I've
And
seen your chiseled abs and your face.
when his shirt popped open, she was like mesmerized.
And then she starts, you know, she does the tease. You know, she's like, oh, hey, you know, with. The boys are always too cowardly to take up the girl on their offer. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, goodness gracious. I really was here for it. I
And she
was.
actually told him, "You got a good body."
Yeah, did you Carly ever say that? And he's like, you've only seen the half of it. I'm like, oh, good. Oh, goodness.
It was hilarious.
Oh, goodness gracious, you people.
She saw the other half of it like 5 minutes later.
She sure did. Getting rug burns on the for 45 minutes. Right there on the office floor.
Oh,
the
my floor.
They did not even the desk, not the couch. You know, they didn't. Drew doesn't have some sort of love bed in an adjacent room. No, right there, right there on the floor. My goodness.
And they were at what office were they at? They were
his, wasn't it? It was in his office.
His office, yes, yeah. Yes, yes. Which is the same building as MetroCourt, right? That's a MetroCourt building.
Yeah, because you went right upstairs.
Well, he's there too.
The dinner issue that she had with Michael and Willow, she pretty much marched right upstairs and started.
Well,
like,
Nina should, you know, revisit those new policy changes about cleanliness and, you know, like cleaning the carpets and just how things are tidied up now, because Carly has exposed that the MetroCourt's not taking care of any longer. So you better check your stuff.
That's gracious. Oh, my goodness gracious. They're just making it seem like she has set the place on fire. All she did was start leaving food outside the door. Like, holy smokes, Carly. What sort of standard are you expecting here?
The ice machines are broken. The shower wasn't good either.
Okay. Here's a question. What's Olivia up to?
Well, I actually thought about that, too. I thought about that. That doesn't let Olivia off the hook, does it?
I mean, no.
I don't know. Are there responsibilities separate?
Sure, I'm sure the responsibilities are separate. There's no reason for two owners to do the exact same thing. But also on top of that, she's also still an owner. It's not like she couldn't say, "Hey, those showers aren't the way that I need them to be. I need you to get up on it, Stan."
Exactly.
I know you just got $20 on the street corner, but I need you to do your job. You know, it's not beyond her realm. And
no,
if she's an attentive hotel owner who does not like Nina being there, I would think she'd be a little more on it. And don't give me nothing about her planning a wedding or anything like that. She's got time to split her focus.
She does. She
taking care of
actually.
Dante. He just got shot. All of this stuff didn't happen in the last 2 weeks. These showers have been breaking down for months. Okay. You think it all just failed when Dante gets shot and then suddenly the showers aren't hot,
no,
the ice makers don't work?
No, it's been a slow decline.
It's been
a
slow
decline. The MetroCourt's been a slow decline.
Exactly. So don't give me none of that.
We'll see what the pool looks like when it opens.
It's going to be green.
It's
going to be green and I can't wait.
All the towels are all faded and tattered.
There's no more towels because of Ned's accident. There's no more towels because of Ned's accident.
Oh, probably not.
Nina has gotten rid of all of the MetroCourt pool towels. It's now bring your own towel situation.
Yep.
Just like your local city pool.
Yep.
And if you are using your local city pool towels, stop immediately. Immediately.
We ain't getting no fungus.
Melissa wants ugly bathrooms. Oh, they painted the bathrooms on the first floor that yellow that Olivia didn't like.
Oh yeah. I have to agree. A yellow bathroom? No.
I don't buy it.
Are you trying to hide urine? I don't get it.
I don't buy it. You don't you can't. I understand that interior design and clothing are different things, but an eye for style is an eye for style.
Mm-hmm.
And making your bathrooms yellow or whatever. You know, I mean, we don't know anything about Souther. What goes with it? How much wall is exposed? Is it mostly mirror? Is there some sort of matching fixture that has a complementing color? We don't know these things.
Olivia
just charged in complaining, and she painted the picture like you walk in like it's your own bathroom at home, which is not what a public bathroom is like.
No.
And, you know,
hotel room bathrooms could look like your bathroom.
I mean, I guess in the rooms.
Yeah.
But then there's also that giant tub and the giant mirror and the giant sink. It's pretty much just the towel wall that's yellow and they're throwing a fit. The pool chairs are broken, said Blink. Yeah. Broken in half. Nina has somehow resurrected Shiloh, and he's the lifeguard.
Boy.
Sandy says that there should be a MetroCorp manager. I think that's what's supposed to be Olivia and Nina's jobs.
Well, it should be. Well, they should have, like, I don't know.
When Nina's not boning Drew.
How? Nina can't take care of Crimson, mess around with the MetroCorp, and also be at the newspaper creating havoc. She can't do all those things.
And also serve on the ELQ board.
Right. Because that's what she's trying to negotiate, right?
Yeah, she's trying to do that. She wants to get on the ELQ board so she can talk to Michael.
Anything she can do. Other than the right thing.
Daisy says that Nina needs therapy, and yes, she does. She definitely needs therapy. But until she gets there, I am here for the soapy ride. People wanted a soap. They said, give me my soap story. Stop being so slow and boring, that they said. And now this thing is lightning quick and full of soap nonsense.
It is. It is full of soap nonsense. It is.
We've got Valentine being the city villain. We need a city villain.
Yeah, we do.
You know, we got Valentine doing that. He's still pulling because the wool over Anna's eyes.
We are missing a twirler.
Yes. Isn't he supposed to be the most dastardly of all Cassadines?
Yes.
The one that made Helena quake in her shoes. Wasn't that the case? Like the Cassadine that had to be denied because he was just so bad.
He was only trying to be good for a short time because of Anna, and now he has known that is no longer a prospect, so he is going to lean in to being Valentine Cassadine.
His two great loves, Nina and Anna. So he lost Nina because of his shenanigans. He then saw Charlotte start to act out. And that was enough to scare him into his Cassadine shell.
Mm-hmm.
Then he got with Anna, which you can't be, you know, obviously running Pikeman when you're with Anna. You gotta hide that as much as you possibly can.
Yep.
Doesn't have that anymore. And shoot, Charlotte's been shot. So, you know, as much as he tried to make her good, it's just not gonna happen. Let me just give up on that. Let's just be Cassadines again. And I, again, love it.
I love it too.
The Aurora board, not the ELQ board. Excuse me.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You're right.
It's still a board.
It's still a board she don't belong on.
Well, I mean, it's a little more, you know, of an upward thing because it's not an entirely different company. She still works for Aurora as the editor.
Yes, it does. It does. It does. It looks way less suspect.
Way less suspect. Absolutely.
Yes. Way less suspect.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. But somehow Drew's going to be able to potentially sway Willow back into Nina's favor if
well, she's going to try, I guess.
And give
I guess
him $50 million. Try. You know, $100 million. I don't know exactly what he's looking for.
Gosh, wait till Carly gets news, and that's going to take a minute. But she'll get news that Drew and Nina are hitting the rug together for 45 minutes with rug burns.
This is what I want. This is what I want to happen, Ma. And I would love to see it. Okay. Nina and Drew get stuck in an elevator. Okay. They're like, let's pass the time, baby. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The elevator gets fixed. The door opens. Sunny and Carly are standing outside the door, and they see Nina and Drew in a heap. Okay? Sunny and Carly look at each other. They shrug. And they step over their bodies like Victor Kiriakis.
I would love it!
Oh my god.
And then even make it stupider. Like Carly could like reach into her little like clutch and throw them a wet wipe.
A whole pack of tissues. Carly lost interest in Bobby's pretty quick. What are you talking about? Blink, she was just there.
She was just there.
She was literally just there talking to Jocelyn.
Mm-hmm.
She was just at the MetroCorp being PO'd at what she was experiencing. See, Blink, you're looking for a way to complain. You're
Well, she went to
looking
the
for
Venture
something.
Corp because that's where John stays.
That's where
That's where
Jagger
Jagger
was.
John stays.
And while she was there, she's like, "Oh my God, the ice maker doesn't work. Oh my God, this shower sucks. Oh my God, we ordered this food and they just left it outside. This isn't how I ran things. I don't like this, John Jagger."
Nope.
And that's pretty much what it was. I mean, I feel like I would do the same
Yep, pretty
thing.
much.
You know,
I'll wake you
if
up in
I were to
2 hours,
go
Jagger
back to the job that I just
John.
Jagger John Jagger, if I were to go back to the job that I just had and then walk through the thing that I had ran and see what they were doing and thought that it was dumb, I would have an opinion on it and probably say that to somebody. That doesn't mean I'm invested. It
Probably.
doesn't mean I want to get in there and fix it. I don't know. Blink says, today she said that Bobby's was a restaurant. She wants the hotel back. Okay.
Well, that is kind of where Carly belongs.
That is her hotel. It doesn't mean she's lost interest in the restaurant.
But
She.
I did, the short time we did see Carly hanging out at Bobby's, I really liked it. I really liked it.
She'll still be there.
And she will still be there. It's not going to be the same, but she will still be there some, but I just really enjoyed it though. I did.
There's gonna be now anytime there's a scene at the Metro Court restaurant or at Bobby's, we'll have Carly at both. We're just gonna get Carly at every restaurant. She's gonna buy the floating rib. Oh, no, not that. But she's gonna buy the grill.
Rebuild the floating rib.
She
She's
can
going to
rebuild the rib.
buy
She's gonna buy the grill. She's gonna buy perks. She's even gonna get Volantino's or whatever it is away from Sunny. And
What's that cafe place too?
Whatever. That one cafe place, perks, right? And so they're gonna do that. She's gonna get all of those. And anytime somebody's eating, you're gonna just see Carly standing in the background.
Like you see, kind of like you see Scotty's girlfriend, right?
Cafe Sherry. Yeah, there you go.
Yep, Cafe Chevy, that's
So
right.
that's what it is.
He was
We're gonna
at
see
quite a
Carly in the
bit,
back of
didn't
all of those,
actually.
and everybody's gonna love it. People are gonna absolutely adore it because what people want to see out there is Laura Wright on every single episode.
Depends on who you ask, but yes.
Certainly. You get it. I'm glad that you get my humor, Ma. See, a lot of people don't understand when I'm being sarcastic, but you usually do.
Really?
Usually. Oh. She forgot all about Jason's important delivery papers she has to deliver. I don't know anything about what happened today. Don't talk to me about
I
today.
tell you what, though, that paralegal handed off some documents. Well, on my clock, and just let her just whoever to whoever. Oh no, girl, you got to go.
See, look at that. We got suspect
Don't think
stuff happening
Diane's
already.
gonna like that.
She's a spy. She's a plant. She's working with John Jagger. Well, John
Jumping.
Jagger was he was supposed to be, tailing Diane.
Yeah.
And then he got beat up by basically Sonny's thugs.
Much, I
Is
think, huh?
yeah, because it's not like Diane doesn't have protection.
Right.
So,
Yeah.
Carly just didn't happen to recognize them, which makes sense. It's not like she would know every single person that worked for Sonny.
No, she wouldn't know every single person, especially now.
Yeah, and well, she knew the people that worked at the house pretty much. Like
Yeah,
Sonny's
but she
closest
didn't know what
bodyguards.
she, yeah, she hasn't been Mrs. Corinthos in a while.
And a while, and even with that short time that she was running it, she had Jason's help running the things to a degree. And then on top of that as well, it's still a big network, and you delegate. You got Brick doing stuff, you got Jason doing stuff. Brando, I guess, at the time. Well, no,
For a
Brando
little
was on
while, huh?
Cyrus's side at the time. So many things have happened. So much has happened, Ma. I do miss Brando, though. That's okay, the cast is full.
Cast is full.
Ava's fingerprints are on Sonny's pill bottle now, says Melissa. Ooh.
That's true. That's true.
Ooh, Melissa also says that Carly's is going to open Applebee's franchise. If Carly opens up a sandwich shop, I would like to manage it. Carly Corinthos, I know you're listening because you're real. I would love to run your sandwich shop. I would stand behind the register and I would say, "Hey, welcome to the Port Charles Sandwich Shop." And they would place their order. You know what to do, Ma? I would make it a smile.
I know you
And
would.
I'd wrap it in butcher paper and I'd give it to him.
You'd be so charming that half the people would also buy a cookie or brownie before they left.
Exactly. And then they would give me money. And then I'll put that money in the bank. And I'll pay my bills with it. Oh. Carly
There you
Garthos.
go.
Or excuse me, Carly Spencer.
What a concept.
Carly Spencer. Next to the Applebee's that you open. Right next door to the bail bonds place that you're going to open because you're going to find a way to send Nina to jail. I saw Monica sitting at the counter at Bobby's last week. Maybe a sit-in, stand-in, somebody that just an old extra.
I don't think I
Definitely
saw.
wasn't Monica.
No, but I did see somebody with a bad dark wig there last week.
Back of her head, it could have been. Hey, I'm for that. If they want to start putting a Monica wig on some extras and always shooting her from the back at different locations and saying, "Oh, Monica's right there," I'm with it. I'm all for the show doing whatever they want right now.
I'm for it too.
I really am.
It's a little Days of Our Lives crazy, but why
Why not? It's still a soap opera.
not? It is.
It's still a soap opera. Does it look like Maria Santos is going to stick around? The fans are not happy. See, the fans don't get to decide that, though. You can say whatever you want all day long, and it's not going to influence the decisions of the show.
I think that, we're going to see a lot more from Natalia, and we're going to see a slow where she finally, like gets a grip and knows how not to chase away her daughter.
We're gonna,
She will
yeah,
do that. It's going to
we're
be
gonna
a
we're gonna
slow
find out
progression.
that Natalia has ties to the Latino mafia. I don't know exactly what country she's from, so I can't say.
Oh.
That's what I think. We're gonna find that out because here's the thing. So Christina, tell a
I
lot of
love
stuff to
that.
Blaze. Now I get that they're girlfriends, and Blaze is who Christina would talk to about things that are harming her right now. Blaze is her best friend. I get it. I understand it. But we're still watching a TV show. Blaze is going to tell Natalia some stuff. And Natalia has a growing relationship with Sonny. Natalia asks, "Hey, Sonny, what's going on with that Abe lady at your house putting drinks in your hand, knowing that you have walked away from the substance?" Because she'll get all this information. She'll get all this information. She's going to confront him. That's gonna create a problem. It'll create a rift between Sonny and Ava, and that'll open an opportunity for Sonny and Natalia.
Well, I could see that happening. I could see that happen. I could. But the reason why you don't like Natalia right now, and the reason why I don't like Natalia right now, is because they're writing her where we won't.
She's not supposed to be sympathetic. You're not supposed to like her right now.
Oh,
If they
but.
wanted you to like Ava LaRue in the character that she's playing, she wouldn't be playing that character.
No.
And
We're
not
not
everybody's
supposed to be
love
on
to
her
hate.
side right now. And I'm not on her side. She's awful. She's awful.
She's very controlling of the public image of her daughter.
Yes.
We're gonna find out why. We're going to find out that Natalia used to be famous. We're going to find out something, something. Even
Well, I hope it's
Blaze
something
was even
other.
like,
It's I hope it's something other than just like shame and homo,
it's not that.
I hope
They've
it's
already
not all
covered that.
that.
They've already covered that. They've already talked about that. They had to put that to bed. It's about the public perception, the public image. Not about what Natalia thinks, not because, oh, I don't want anybody to know my daughter's dirty little secret. I don't want her to lose her trajectory that I've worked on being a show mom her whole life because of public ignorance that I know exists because I've lived through it. That's what I
Oh, it's
think.
that deep. I hope so.
That's what I think. That's what
Well,
I
I
think.
hope so.
Well, I guess I'm an intellectual.
I hope that's true.
I mean that's what I would like to. I feel like that's what. That's sort of the feel. Oh, goodness. That's sort of the feeling that I got in those initial scenes, confrontation, the argument in the room, Christina kind of sneaking out, and then kind of the follow-up, the conversations that she has with Sonny. Blink, I don't mean to, like deny what you were saying about, oh, people don't like Natalia. One, you're not supposed to really like the character. Not everybody is supposed to be a love to hate situation. And then on top of that, too, point to a character anywhere on this show that doesn't have droves of people constantly complaining about them. I'll give you 2 minutes to pick one.
Jeannie Francis.
Nope. They hate her right now because of how she's so forgiving to Esme and wants to get Heather out of jail. Hate her.
Okay.
Boom.
You see a lot more of that than I do. You pay a lot more attention to it than
It's
I do.
really hard to miss, Ma. It's not even I pay more attention to it. I just spend, I guess, a few more minutes on Twitter than you do. But Les, I don't know if you spend time scrolling the timeline or just looking at what I'm reacting and talking about and the
Bit of
replies,
both. A
you
little
know?
bit of both.
So, but yeah, if you spend enough time on there, you don't have to go looking for it. It just shows right up. But yeah, so currently people are unhappy with Laura because of her interest in helping Heather, who is the mother of Esme, is the murderer of cops, and which all of this stuff is true. Even
Yes,
Cabinet
it
kind of
is.
like brought it up a little bit yesterday. we're wasting all of our content for Sunday, but that's okay. people don't like Nina. They never like Nina. They never like Carly. Drew is an abuser right now, is what people are saying.
I saw that on Twitter.
Because of the hateful, horrible, abusive things that he had to say to Nina. I don't know how ABC could possibly promote this new pairing of these two people when he literally weeks ago threatened to punch her. All of this stuff isn't true, you guys.
I saw some of that. I don't I don't I don't know what
Go
to
back and
say
watch it.
about it.
If you, because it's, I don't, I, all I can say about it is that I don't agree with the interpretation of events.
I don't either.
I don't agree that he threatened Nina because, he said, "Ooh, if you were someone else."
Yes.
He
And I
didn't
know
do
he had a
this. He
clutch,
didn't
and
do
I know he
this.
had no, he didn't do any of that. It was down by his side. He had a clutch hand. Yes, I do remember it. And they weren't isolated either. There was someone else around.
Carly.
Yeah, so yeah. And you know, there is a lot. There's a lot of difference between the situation that he and what he did, and then having somebody in your home that's doing that to you constantly, backing you against the wall, blocking you, and doing that with a clenched fist and having things to say.
Lunging.
Yes, that kind of behavior can be extremely abusive. But I think in his instance, singular with not someone that he had that kind of relationship with a witness at hand, when what he said was no, wasn't intimidating, yes, to a certain degree. Did she ever think he was going to hit her?
No,
No, I don't
no.
think she
And
did.
my challenge in the most recent discussion about this online was, did you leave that scene truly believing that one day Drew could and would punch Nina?
No,
There
as
was
we
not a whole
found
lot
out
of.
what he is willing to do, we found that out
We sure
yesterday.
did. We sure found it out. And then the stuff that he had to say before and after their dalliance. I don't feel as though runs into the A word either, which we got to worry about saying as one of the YouTube trigger words. I don't think that really runs into to the A word either, because it stopped being so hateful. It wasn't as much hate behind his words after they smashed. There was still disdain, dislike, I hate you, but whatever it was, that bubble of intensity that they needed to pop, they popped. And it's going to not be so scary and continue to be fun. I think.
I mean, I understand why people are triggery and all that. I do really, really get it. But that's just not the way it made me feel.
Yeah, and that's just our interpretation of events. Now, I can't I'd said Blink earlier, I don't want to deny what people are feeling and what, they're triggered by or
Exactly.
whatever they've experienced in their life that they might find reflected in what's going on between Drew and Nina. But interpretation isn't intent, and interpretation isn't final. Interpretations change given new information, and not everybody has the same one. So I think that's something to be careful of and think about it as well. James is in here, JLJ. Hey, James Ladd Jr. Everybody check out 10th Floor Mini Spotlight every Sunday, along with the litany of other shows on the JLJ Media Network, including the Easter Hare podcast, which Ma and I lent our voice to in their most recent special. And yeah, just pay attention to all that, all that cool stuff.
I listened to it on Easter morning.
Yeah, yeah.
I did.
Did you make the kids listen to it too?
No, I didn't. I didn't want them to have to hear Grandma getting killed.
You would probably think it was funny anyway.
I'm sure. I'm sure that Stephen would have liked it at least.
So go check all that stuff out. Just Google JLJ Media and all of that stuff will come up.
Yeah, James, we had to break in tonight because we had to talk about the, you know, the romp and the on the on the floor yesterday. It was just crazy.
The Redburn 45-minute love fest between Nina and Drew. And, you know, just in conclusion, as we lean into the wrapping up of this fun hour, I'm here for it. I love it. Continue to bring me this soapy, amazing, great nonsense. Don't let the haters get you. You know, if you're out there in the social media world and you find yourself just inundated with accounts that don't agree with what it is that you're saying, keep in mind that those people are actually kind of few and far between. And if you really pay attention, if you really pay attention, it's the same people saying the same stuff all year long. It never changes. It never changes. So.
It's true.
Yeah. So bring it. Blink says, I say great if they give Maria Santos a better story. Refuses to call her Natalia.
Well, I understand. I understand. I do. I think that we will see Natalia broaden.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you don't
I really do.
Listen, I know that
I really think there's a better chance of us seeing Eva LaRue have a character that really broadens and grows, opposed to what we saw with
Templeton, Jackie Templeton.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. NYPD Blue Lady. Yeah, and that's about the reference I was about to make too. You know, it's kind of a, you know, a different era where attention is paid on different things. And I feel as though that the planning of these stories and the intention behind them and what they're trying to get out of the characters is a little more well thought out or a little more well thought through. So there's plenty of opportunity for them to broaden.
History's paid a lot more attention to, that's for sure.
Family ties, all that kind of stuff. Now we're talking about it's not Harmony Blink. We're talking about Jackie Templeton, Chase's dad, mom.
Chase's mama.
Because they brought in, what's her name? You know, that lady. Anyway.
Also known as Jenny Gardner.
Yes. They brought her in. Such an incredible performance that we remember her name, you know? I think she got in a little trouble. I think she got in a little car accident trouble, similar to Haley Poulos, that might have interfered with what was going on. But it's not as intense, but similar to, unfortunately.
Oh.
Injuries in a legal case. I don't know exactly what the details are. Don't come to me for the news. Don't quote me either. that might have interfered. But anyway, there was nothing there. There was nothing there with Liz's parents. There was nothing there with a lot of these people in which they've hired decently well actors.
They did.
And when you'd spend the time and you round them out, like with Gregory,
mm-hmm.
they become good, compelling. You care about them. You want to see their stories go through. Kim Delaney, right. Thank you, everybody.
I know, right? Thank you, you guys.
Speaking of Jackie Templeton, is she coming to Chase's wedding? Probably not.
Probably not. She moved away. Well, you know what? They kind of depicted her as someone that didn't really give a damn a lot anyway.
No, no. Plus, she was always off kinda. The story, and Chase hadn't seen her for years. I think what we're going to have is we're going to have a beautiful, wonderful ceremony. I think that Gregory's going to make it through the vows and they're going to get married and they're going to smooch and they're going to start partying. And Gregory is going to collapse.
I think so too.
That's what I think is going to happen.
I think we're going to see some beautiful moments between Tracy and Brooklyn and Brooklyn and Lois.
Yeah. And Lois and Olivia and Olivia and Ned and Leo and Leo. And
I hope so. is it the most exciting wedding that we're looking forward to? No, not really.
Well,
but
it is what it is.
I'm happy to see it.
It is what it is. It's moving along. It's doing its stuff. You know, they got to figure out exactly what Chase and Brooklyn is all about. These writers inherited a couple.
They
You
did.
know, that was very far away from what had made them compelling and interesting before, which was all that Bailey stuff and the tension
All
there and the
the Bailey
cop and
stuff,
the
yeah.
living in the same house. Like they
Easy
had,
pays off.
yeah, Wheezy. We'd been so far removed from all of that stuff that a lot of the oomph and power behind that relationship is just not there anymore. And
Exactly.
so now, you know, these people got to figure out how are we going to pump life back into this, or are we going to figure something else out? Pay attention, folks. There could be all kinds of different stuff in which they're going to have to figure out what they're going to do. Who knows? Anything and everything is on the table, except for
It
people who have contracts that they're not going to break.
talk about that on Sunday.
You know, we'll see. Because I don't know. I don't know. We'll talk about that on Sunday for sure. But you know what the real, actual truth of that whole matter is? And we're going to leave it teasing. I'm not even going to say the name of who we're referring to. Nothing's confirmed. This is
Nothing's
something
fine.
that something this is something that just came out of the blue. I can't point to where it started, nor can I point to somebody that said, "Oh yeah, for sure."
Well, maybe between now and Sunday,
Okay,
we'll get
I can point to
more.
one person, but I can point to other people who are like, jury's a little more out than you might think. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll get into all of that on Sunday, everybody. To be continued. Because there's all of today that we're going to have to talk about on Sunday. There's all of Friday, which I'm sure is going to be action-packed.
Yeah.
That we're going to have to talk about. Plus all of the stuff that we didn't talk through Monday through Wednesday through Wednesday as well. Like, Curtis is walking.
Like who?
Curtis is walking.
Yep. Oh my gosh. And we got to talk about Sonny and Jason quite a bit
Sonny
too.
and Jason, if they
We'll talk
kill
about that
you,
on
how do they
Sunday
kill you
too.
first?
Let's
Yeah.
talk about that on Sunday too.
How do I know you didn't try to kill me? Because you'd be dead, Sonny. And he's not right. He's not wrong. All right, folks. Yeah, see, Liz, now you're curious. Just don't even look it up. Just wait for Sunday, everybody. So join us then. Join us at 9 a.m. on Sunday for Days for Dummies. Even if you don't watch Days of Our Lives, come and hang out with us anyway. You know, it's still a podcast with Matt and Kat. Do you think we spend the entire hour just talking about only Days of Our Lives? You'd be wrong.
We talk about Days of Our Lives. We talk about other nonsense too,
We
like
talk about
usual.
GH.
Yeah, we do.
We
We
talk
do
about life.
actually.
A big thing that comes up on Days for Dummies is talking about the weather. So come to us with your weather report, 9 a.m. Pacific time, live right here in 10th Floor Podcast Network, youtube.com/10thfloorpodcast. For those out there in the audio world that might not be visiting us on YouTube just yet, do that. Come on down, give us a little click. It helps us overall. Listen to us in audio, give us a click on video. Do both. So join us at 9 a.m. for that, and then of course 11 a.m. for 10th floor, talking about General Hospital.
We sure will.
We're gonna do that, and then who knows? Maybe we'll even be back next Thursday for another late night tonight.
We'll figure
We'll
something out.
see. We'll see. We'll see. And pull up old pictures of Winnie and Sassy. You
We
know,
could.
I'm sure there was like a Gidget somewhere. I don't know. Gotta find
I
a
don't
picture
have
of
a picture
Chessie.
of
You know,
Gidget.
we'll just expand to other family members, dogs, cats, pets. We could talk about chinchillas. We can talk about lizards.
Have one of them.
We can talk about
I had a lot
hamsters
of
and
critters. I
gerbils.
had a lot of,
We
oh
can talk
my
about
gosh,
birds.
you
Never get a
guys.
bird, anybody.
I would tell you guys some stuff. I
No. I know which one you're talking about. The Petco return. I know exactly where your mind went. That's a great story because nothing bad happened. We can tell
True.
it. Oh, that would be a really fun topic. Okay, folks. Let's get out of here. Sunday. Ooh, like the video if you haven't. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't done that. And if you enjoyed the little chit chat that we had today. That's it. I don't have anything else. I don't have any notes to remind me of stuff. Oh, super chat, super thanks, all of that. Send us money. Bye. See you on Sunday. Are you gonna say goodbye, Ma?
I've been cat by you guys.
Oh, 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 oh. Hold here. Let me do a whole sign off then. Okay, I've been Matt,
And I've been
and we'll
cat.
catch you next time Sunday. on the 10th Floor Podcast Network. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.